Research from more than 180 countries reveals that cancer is on the rise globally with striking patterns in women. The International Agency for Research on Cancer, the IARC, estimates more than 14 million new cases of cancer were diagnosed worldwide last year, while 8.2 million people died from the disease. More than half of these new cases and deaths occurred in less developed regions of the world, and these proportions are expected to increase within the next 12 years. Dr. David Foreman heads the IARC's Cancer Information Section.
Our current estimate is that globally, one in five men and one in six women will develop a cancer before the age of 75. And that one in eight men and one in 12 women will die from their disease.
The IARC's latest report, GloboCan 2012, released on Thursday in Geneva, predicts that the number of new cancer cases will surpass 19 million by the year 2025. The most commonly diagnosed cancers worldwide are those of the lung, breast, and colorectum, while most cancer deaths resulted from cancers of the lung, liver, and stomach, according to the report. Dr. Christopher Wild is director at the agency, which has been working for more than 40 years to improve the quality and coverage of information on cancer worldwide.
When I looked at these new figures myself for the first time, I was just struck by the remarkable pattern of cancer among women, particularly in low and middle income countries. And the fact that breast cancer is really now common across the world. I mean, this was previously a disease predominantly of high income countries. But also cervical cancer, a disease that used to be common in the richer countries, but now is under control, still causing so many deaths among young women in the developing world.
Although cervical cancer is the fourth most common cause of cancer deaths among women, it should not be a death sentence, particularly for women in poor countries. Dr. Rengaswamy Sankaranarayanan heads the IARC's Early Detection and Prevention Section. As virtually all cervical cancers are caused by the human papillomavirus, which is spread through sexual contact, he says low-cost screening methods and vaccination against HPV can help to eliminate the disease.
The most useful and the most simple intervention for any disease, if you know the cause, you know, remove the cause by vaccination. And this is how a lot of advances have been made with vaccination. So in the case of cervical cancer, now we have an effective vaccine which can prevent at least two major types of human papillomaviruses, which is known to cause around 75% of cervical cancers worldwide. And if this vaccine can be given to girls before the sexual onset, for example, between, say, 9 and 13 years of age, it has considerable potential to reduce cervical cancer risk among them.
Dr. Sankaranarayanan says more than 55 countries have introduced HPV vaccination as part of their national immunization programs, including Bhutan, Panama, Peru, Mexico, Malaysia, and Rwanda. Deanne Penn, United Nations.